Our reading for today is from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 19th chapter, verses 11 through 28. As they heard these things, he proceeded to tell a parable because he was near Jerusalem, and because they supposed that the kingdom of God was to appear immediately. He said, "Therefore, a nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom, and then to return. Calling 10 of his servants, he gave them 10 minas, and said to them, 'Engage in business until I come.' But his citizens hated him, and sent a delegation after him, saying, 'We do not want this man to reign over us.' When he returned, having received the kingdom, he ordered these servants to whom he had given the money to be called to him, that he might know what they had gained by doing business. The first came before him, saying, 'Lord, your mina has made 10 minas more.' He said to him, 'Well done, good servant. Because you have been faithful in a very little, you shall have authority over 10 cities.' And the second came, saying, 'Lord, your mina has made 5 minas.' And he said to him, 'And you are to be over 5 cities.' Then another came, saying, 'Lord, here is your mina, which I kept laid away in a handkerchief, for I was afraid of you, because you are a severe man. You take what you did not deposit, and reap what you did not sow.' He said to him, 'I will condemn you with your own words, you wicked servant. You knew that I was a severe man, taking what I did not deposit, and reaping what I did not sow? Why then did you not put my money in the bank, and at my coming I might have collected it with interest?' And he said to those who stood by, 'Take the mina from him, and give it to the one who has 10 minas.' And they said to him, 'Lord, he has 10 minas. I tell you that everyone who has more will be given more, but from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. But as for these enemies of mine, who did not want me to reign over them, bring them here and slaughter them before me.' And when he had said these things, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God." For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Robert Weldon, Grace Lutheran Church, Elyra, Ohio.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our text for consideration today is Luke chapter 19, verses 11 through 28. In this parable, we see Jesus gathered with his disciples as he prepares to enter the city of Jerusalem on his final journey. Jesus knows what is about to happen, that he will have to suffer and die in order for his kingship to begin. However, it is clear that those who were gathered around him expected that Jesus' entrance into Jerusalem would immediately establish God's kingdom in Jerusalem. There was no doubt that they expected a military or political kingdom to be established. So as they were gathered, Jesus added this parable in order to teach his disciples what his kingship and his kingdom was all about. The main point to this parable is about Jesus' kingship. And then the question becomes, who will receive it and who will reject it? What Jesus is teaching his disciples is that the kingdom will not come to them immediately in an earthly way, but he alludes to the fact that he will have to depart from them. But during this time he is away, he will entrust them with the gifts of the kingdom. They will learn that these gifts are word and sacrament, the very holy ministry. His instruction is to use these gifts, be stewards of the gifts, so that they, the gifts, the mina, may earn and make an increase. The stewardship of these gifts is in allowing the ministry of the word and sacrament to do their work. The reality is that the kingdom of God is an ongoing kingdom, not of this world, and there will be those who will reject it. Even those who have been entrusted with it may oppose his kingship. They will soon see this rejection for themselves, for Jesus knows that they will witness it firsthand in the actions of the Pharisees and the chief priests, the very people entrusted with God's gifts and his people. They will put him to death on a cross. But take heart, for the king will return to settle his accounts. And to those who are faithful with the gifts of the kingdom, more will be given. But for those who reject the kingdom and ignore his gifts, what they have will be taken and given to another, and judgment will come. As is in all of Jesus' teachings, his message, just as his kingdom, is ongoing. It applies to us today in every way that it applied to his disciples. Jesus, through his death, resurrection, and ascension, has established his kingship. And through our baptism, he has made us disciples, citizens of his heavenly kingdom, thus entrusting us with the same gifts as he did his disciples who were gathered with him. You see, every time we are in the Word, whether it be in our nightly devotions, in church on Sunday morning, or simply reading our Bibles, we are gathered with Jesus, and he teaches us. He also entrusts us through his Word, as frail and weak in faith as we may be. But he empowers us through the Holy Spirit as well. Why? Because he knows there will be those who will reject his kingship and his kingdom. That is all too apparent in our world today. There will even be those who have been entrusted with his gifts that will reject word and sacrament, misuse them, and even ignore them. This, too, is apparent today in some of our nation's churches. For those who reject the king and his kingdom, there will be judgment. There will be gnashing of teeth, even though it is not the king's desire. But take heart, stay true to his word, and partake in his sacraments. For Jesus, our king, speaks his words of eternal life, and his gospel is the power to salvation. If that weren't enough, his very body and blood is given to us so that when we do fall short, and we will, it reassures us through the forgiveness that it brings that we are citizens of God's kingdom. Even more to that, that we are his people, a chosen people. We are his children. So celebrate Jesus' kingship. Be stewards of his gifts. Share God's message of salvation. Serve our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and await with anticipation the return of our King. In Jesus' name, amen.
We thank Pastor Robert Weldon for this meditation on God's Word.